be killed. He was going to be he was going to face death very shortly. And at that moment, he was chained to a wall, and he was chained to a Roman guard. And he says, rejoice. We do not want our circumstances to dictate the fruit of the Holy Spirit, which is joy within us. Mm. Love, joy, peace. That's the fruit of the Spirit. And Paul's saying that, listen, we can have that joy, which is so much greater than me facing death shortly, than me being chained to a wall, than me being chained to a prisoner for an unjust cause. We never know what God is doing in people's lives. But we can learn to rejoice. So we had a good group from Miami that came with us. So we want to hear from some of these people on what the convention meant to them. And we're going to do that a little bit here this morning. So Brother Steve, you want to start us off, brother, buddy? Thank you. Oh, by the way, yeah, you know, Cindy did talk about Wednesdays. Plan it to be here to hear God's word. Our first class was angelic conflict, and our next class will be the church age. And we are going to be breaking down the 70 weeks in Daniel. So, all right, amen?
Amen.
Good morning, family.
Good morning.
It's really awesome to be here to talk about the convention. Hopefully we all can get there next year. But the portions are all on the, like Cindy had made it, it's good. The messages were amazing. The workshops were incredible. The theme Pastor Ken was saying was, rejoice always, rejoice in the Lord. And there was a time, there was great rejoicing, a lot of laughter. A lot of there was a lot of seeking and crying, let's say. The deep calling upon the deep, and God answered so faithfully. It was just an amazing, amazing time. The theme being because sometimes you know we can become disoriented in this world. And a gentleman, one of the guys, was talking about how he's a surfer and he came into the beach and the waves just tumbled and tossed him all about, and he didn't know which way is up and which way is the bottom. But by resting, we can rise to the surface. That we can see clarity. And God has given us rest. He's called us to rest. We don't want to struggle in life. He's called us to this peace. He calls us to peace and this joy. And joy is, people confuse joy with happiness. Happiness is circumstantial. It depends on situations around you. It can change. But the joy that the Lord gives does never change. He says in the Word of God that He went to the cross for the joy that was set before him. The joy that was set before him for the cross. And what one of the pastors was explaining, the joy was he seen each one of our faces individually. The faces of each believer, each person. The joy that he has in knowing us individually, personally. That's what brought Christ to the cross, was that for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whomever should come to him by faith through grace, by grace through faith, we will be saved. And another message, there's so many awesome messages. Another message that really was really incredible was that was Moses when he was on the Mount Sinai, again receiving the law. And the Lord's soul told Moses to, you see this staff? And he says, yes. And he says, throw it down. And it became a snake and he backed up. He was afraid of the snake. And the Lord said to him, pick it up again. Went to pick it up, and he picked it up. And what the Lord is asking us to do, is, as he explained, was, you know, what are we carrying? What are we holding on to? You know, what are we holding on to? My wife, myself, my job, my finances, my unhappiness, my confusion. A lot of times it gives me security. We want to, Lord says, to throw it down and pick me up. Pick up the new you. It's no longer you who live, but Christ lives in you. And you're able to become more than who you are, who Christ has created in you. And it was just an amazing, amazing time. Brother Jesse came there. It was just great to be here. We have Jesse, and he's got a calling on his life, as we all have callings on our lives, each individual. So blessed to be there. It was an incredible time.
Amen.
It was beautiful. It was great. It was so amazing. It was really beautiful. And I would encourage you to, if you can, to the messages that they're so much to have there. Each one, you think, oh, this is why I came with that message. The next one comes. That's so good. It was so wonderful. The food was incredible. The fellowship was amazing. The prayer was incredible.
Yes.
The deep calling upon the deep God was there, present, and he's as he is here. There's no really not much difference from being here, except the abundance. You can see what this ministry is really about. There was this one gentleman who was in a Taliban. He was an Afghani. And he was a soldier for the Taliban.
Mm.
And he was in there since 14 years old. Killed many people. And how his life got changed through the words of Jesus Christ.
Wow.
All the cross of Jesus. Amen. And now he's saving lives.
Yes.
A lot of Afghans are coming through the Muslim faith through his faith. And his through the love of Jesus Christ. And it was just amazing.
Mm-hmm.
It's just amazing. It was just amazing.
Yeah.
So thank you, Lord, for around here. Your body, your church, the finished work of Jesus Christ, Lord. And we can come to you, throne boldly, and worship you and thank you. It's no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in us. In Christ's name, amen.
Yeah. Thank you. Wow. Thank you, Steve. Amen. Praise God. In the book of Philippians, there's over 36 times where he talks about rejoicing in joy. This was on Paul's mind, was on his heart. And In Philippians 2, verse 1, he says, if there's any comfort of love, you know that we can find comfort, whatever we're going through, you know, because he is the God of all comfort. And sometimes when things get so troubled upon our heart, you know, we say, you know, where is my comfort? Where is this comfort? How do I get that? But the comfort comes from this love. If there's any comfort of love, then in verse 2 he says, how to do it, to be like-minded with Christ. You know, we can have the same mind as Christ in our difficulties, in our struggles, in our troubles. He does not leave you as an orphan. He does not leave you by yourself to face your trouble. He is right there with you, and he just pours this love that we receive from God, to be able to fellowship with that, to be able to fellowship with the mind of Christ, having the same love and being in one accord with one another. So, number two up, batting second, Cassandra. Come on up. I'm trying to get some new people that haven't done this before, so some of the looks I get, oh my God.
Good morning, everyone.
Good morning.
What I learned in this convention is that sometimes we can plan everything, and then sometimes whatever we plan, that's not exactly what happened.
Right.
So I learned that in convention, and in the beginning, in the first week, I was so worried, like, it was so crazy, but God, like, just come through and and fix everything that I was worried about. And the message that really touched my life is, I think he was the second preacher. He was talking about how he don't even know himself, like, He still don't know, but he say that when God wants you to do something, he's going to be in you to do it. So, and then there was another preacher that was talking about that God is sufficient. Sometimes when we don't know what to do or we don't know what to say, that God is sufficient. Mm-hmm. So that really touched me in convention. And then one of the preachers, I don't know who it was, but he said that if you're going to wait until you feel right to do something, you're always going to be waiting. So
that
was really good. That was like, so we just need to trust God to let God work in us. And if he put a desire like a dream or in your life, you just need to go forward, go with it, and just ask God to just lead you. You cannot wait until you have everything to for this dream to be completed. So that those messages really touched me. Thank you.